Hello, business lovers. Thank you for tuning into another episode of This Week in Business. With your host, I'm Shreya Sambara.
Arshia Singh.
And I'm Jack Key.
Today, we're peeling back the layers of a brand synonymous with youth fashion and controversy. Brandy Melville, known for its stark brand image, zero-cost advertising strategy, and unparalleled exclusivity, we're on a mission to uncover the secrets of its staggering success. What makes this brand tick, and how has it continued to dominate the fashion scene?
It's a brand that's crafted an empire on the foundations of exclusivity and a distinctive brand persona. What drives the strategy, and how has it sculpted their market standing? We're delving deep into the heart of these questions today. I'm particularly eager to dissect their ingenious social media approach. No paid ads, zero brand collaborations, just sheer organic reach. It's an unconventional blueprint, and I'm thrilled to explore how it aligns with their overarching business model.
Brandy Melville's approach of one size fits all, which effectively caters to UK sizes 4 to 8, or US sizes 1 to 4, has sparked much debate. Essentially, their range targets the ultra thin, leaving a vast majority on the sidelines.
Indeed, Jack, and since its US launch in 2009, Brandy Melville has surged in popularity, topping up trending brands lists by LD and Fashion 2014, signaling a significant shift in youth fashion trends.
They're not lagging financially either. As of 2019, retail analysts estimated Brandy Melville's annual sales at around $125 million, with the yearly growth rate of 20 to 25%.
Not to mention, Arshia, their Instagram following stands at 3.1 million, a testament to their massive influence and reach in the social media domain.
Kicking off with their trademark exclusivity, Brandy Melville has certainly set a new standard with its one-size-fits-most approach. Is this merely a bold marketing ploy, or does it signify a masterstroke in cultivating a loyal customer base?
It's a really delicate balance. This strategy fosters a unique community for those who align with the brand's aesthetic, but it sparked a lot of debate over its lack of inclusivity. The pivotal question still remains. Does the allure of exclusivity eclipse the brewing controversy? The opposing sides have been at a stalemate for some time now.
Now, switching gears to their social media tactics, it's about portraying that ideal, aspirational life. Absent traditional advertising, how does Brandy Melville continue to captivate and expand its audience?
It's their masterful exploitation of exclusivity and belonging. By promoting a highly specific lifestyle, they've managed to create an elite club of sorts for their followers.
Precisely. And the authenticity of their organic content fosters a deep connection with their audience. It's a smart strategy, but maintaining such a curated image comes with its own set of challenges. Now, diving into their pricing strategy. The constancy in their pricing amidst fluctuating market conditions is intriguing. How does Brandy Melville manage to sustain this without major price hikes?
Yeah, Arshia, I think it's all about strategic balance. Their significant savings on advertising potentially enables stable pricing. Yet, the implications of the strategy, especially regarding cost-cutting, measures merit close scrutiny. And now, venturing into the realm of their hiring practices, the brand's approach has raised eyebrows. Prioritizing aesthetic appeal over professional credentials is certainly a bold move. What about the ramifications?
It's a contentious strategy, reflecting a specific brand image, but stirring debates over diversity and ethical hiring. The long-term brand reputation is at stake here.
Exactly, Jack. In an era where social consciousness is paramount, such practices may alienate a significant section of the market. It's a critical juncture for brands to align with evolving societal values.
Wow. Our exploration into Brandy Melville's unique retail strategy has been nothing short of enlightening. A huge thank you to Arshia and Jack for your guys' invaluable insights.
Thank you, Shreyas. Analyzing such a divisive brand provides a unique lens on the complexities of modern brand identity and market engagement.
Absolutely. We're eager to hear your thoughts on Brandy Melville's strategies. Sustainable model or a ticking time bomb? Share your opinions and let us keep the dialogue alive.
But until next time, this is Shreyas,
Jack,
and Arshia signing off. Thank you for listening.